The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you were using some sort of Microsoft program to type out that question, and in your typing you write things like childbirth, or rather maternity leave, Microsoft now is going to suggest that a more inclusive term that you could use is childbirth leave. You can still say maternity leave, but Microsoft will suggest that instead you say childbirth leave. In the same way, if you say breastfeeding on a Microsoft platform, it will suggest that you should instead say chest feeding. It would be more inclusive. And vaginal birth as well. Don't say vaginal birth, Microsoft might suggest. They would say, why don't you say frontal birth? That might be a more inclusive way of describing the birthing process. Ian O'Doherty is with me, the Irish Independent columnist. Ian, I was trying to think outside. I reckon you'd knock 5, if not 10 columns out of this, would you?
I love these people, Kieran. They've been keeping me in a job for about 20 years. But like, what I think is hilarious about this is that we've gone beyond the stage of just having some purple-haired lunatic with a ring in her nose given out to us. Now even our computers are scolding us for using the wrong phrases. And, I mean, is there anything as gross as front birth? I mean, it's just, what I can't understand about all this nonsense, and this is meant to be inclusive of all genders, whether that's the 27 genders that the Scottish administration Holyrood think they are, or whether it's the 49 genders that Sharon Keoghan has accused the government of recognising. So that's an awful lot of genders to be inclusive of. And what it is we're looking at, there's an entire class, there's an entire career path now for people to go on this long march through institutions and corporations and stuff, of just making stuff up to justify their own existence. This is moronic. And now, I mean, on the one hand, everybody kind of laughs, and it gives us something to have a giggle about. You go, oh, Jesus, you know. But on the other, it is part of a broader sort of gestalt, a bigger picture of people trying to force changes in the language, to, you know, and if you control the language that people use, you control the way they think. And it's kind of buried at the bottom of this piece is that, oh, it's about being inclusive of genders. And basically what it is that it's being inclusive of people who don't want to recognise biological womanhood. This is a sop to the increasingly militant and increasingly deranged trans community who are offended by the biology. Basic biology actually offends them, you know. And yeah. I mean, we saw one politician in Britain in the House of Commons the other day saying that the biology is outdated, you know. And you're going, no, love, you know, biology is not outdated, you know. And it's this. But the interesting thing about it is that this is a tiny, tiny, tiny fringe. Even within the trans community, it's only a tiny fringe of those people who are trying to get it passed. But the majority are letting it through because they just don't want the hassle. They don't want the activists given out. Yeah. They want to be seen to be kind. And instead, what they're doing is that they're creating to the dumbification of society. We're becoming more stupid as a result of this.
Terry Prone is chairman of the Communications Clinic. Terry, is this the dumbification of society?
The notion.
Maybe
that
it's the dumbification of radio, I thought you were going to say, but you're too kind.
No, suggestions that your computer would suggest an alternative, that this is forcing change in language, is absolutely not true. It's a very good thing at any stage for a company like Microsoft or the Northern Ireland Civil Service, who this week by coincidence came out with a guide about inclusive language. And they said something that I had never thought about, which is, don't call people Gen Z or millennials. It is pejorative. And I sat back and I briefly did an Ian and said, what absolute nonsense. And then I thought, now hang on a second. I am not a millennial. I am not a Gen Z. And if millennials and Gen Z find it offensive to be dubbed, to be characterised in that way, then I need to stop and pay attention to it. Similarly, years and years ago when I was working with what I then called prostitutes, nobody had any alternative phrase for them. Now, the fact is that they prefer to be called sex workers. Why would I be miserable and negative and refuse to use to refer to people by what they call themselves. This has always been a rule in my company, and indeed in the many courses that we offer on this thing of inclusive language. You call people what they call themselves. In the very old days, long before you were born, Kieran, very respectable middle-class people in Ireland referred to people from the travelling community as itinerants. And they felt really good about it. It drove the travelling community nuts because that was not what they called themselves. Similarly, I never noticed until I spent a year in a wheelchair, people in journalism, constantly in print journalism, describe people who use wheelchairs as wheelchair bound. Whereas if you're in a wheelchair, you don't feel bound by it. It's like having legs. It's a wonderful thing. We need to step back and not characterize the people who are coming up with this sort of thing as bug-eyed woke activists, but to say, hang on, just one little second. Is this worth considering? Would it make somebody else feel better without making me feel worse?
Ian, should you park your misery, A, and B, even if you didn't want to, it's no skin off your nose if somebody wants to call themselves whatever.
Language matters. And how dare you suggest I park my misery? I feed off my misery is what keeps me going here. No, basically this is about control. And it's about coercion. And it's about controlling what other people say and how they refer to you. Now,
Who is it controlling or coerced? Like, do you feel controlled or coerced?
No, it's attempts to control. Any speech guide is an effort at soft coercion. And it's a way of nudging people, sometimes gently, sometimes not so gently, into using preferred terms. Now, my take is basically, if you're offended by the phrase vaginal birth, or if you're offended by sort of biological facts, or if you're a millennial who's offended by the word millennial, or a Gen Z who's offended by that, well, that's your problem. It's not mine. When it comes to the age demographics, though, I will admit that I do get offended when I'm referred to as a boomer, because I always go, no, I'm Gen X, goddammit. I'm not a boomer. I'm not that old. But it's people. We now live in a society where somebody's offence and somebody's pretense of taking offence seems to take precedence over actual reality and feelings. And most of the time when somebody says to me, and I've discussed this with you before, I don't care if people are offended. I really don't. If you get offended by, you know, a biological term, or if you get offended by being called a millennial or whatever, well, then I kind of wish I had your life, because I kind of wish that there was so little going on in mine to freak me out that I could spare the time to fret about this nonsense.
Terry, sometimes I wonder how real the offence is, or whether people are kind of offended on behalf of a community without the community themselves actually being particularly offended. I say that as a millennial, Terry, who doesn't have any problem being described as a millennial.
Well, isn't that great? We'll do a little survey and find out if you're in the majority or the minority.
Yeah.
We do have some research. There was some research done that said that, for example, hearing impaired people who prefer that term hate when they hear the phrase something fell on deaf ears. So what harm does it cause the rest of us to try and avoid that phrase, just as we now avoid the N-word and a number of other terms? We're setting up a false equivalence, a thing that says, oh, there's all these people wanting to control us. Even the Microsoft thing doesn't set out to control the Microsoft user. It simply offers an alternative. It simply offers a way of examining something that may have become a cliche to you and make you say, gosh, would it be better English? Would it be better use of language? Now, the great freedom is...
But Terry, it never is. It is never a better use of language. It is always a destruction of the language, and it impairs the language. And I mean, you look at the phrases that the substitutions for our common phrases that they're trying to bring through. Paternity leave being changed to child bonding leave, which completely reduces the father out of it down into child bonding leave. It's just nobody can say that's a more effective phrase than paternity leave.
I mean, I have not said that, Ian. What I'm saying to you is that a suggestion is not an assault, and a suggestion is not a means of control. I would very much suggest, and I would love if Microsoft would take this up, I would like to suggest that nobody ever introduces me as a veteran journalist. Because you know what that means? It means old fart who's come through a lot of journalism. Now, I object to that, and it is a laziness, and I would love if print journalists particularly, when they were about to introduce somebody of my age, had second thoughts about phrases like old school, veteran, or even, oh God, preserve us from young at heart.
So how then do they kind of allude to the fact that somebody has more experience circumnavigating the sun than somebody else?
It's very easy to say Terry Prona's been in journalism for more than 50 years. Grand, no problem with that. But veteran is a characterization. The thing is that I would totally agree with Ian on just one point, which is that language matters, precision matters, and language changes all the time. And it changes for the most part because we decide, do you know something, that no longer applies. And just as we have developed a sort of a general consensus that there are some terms, whether for women, for black people, for gay people, that are just totally offensive unless they're used by the people and the word queer is used in that context.
On that front, Ian, I mean, is society any poorer for having weeded out certain language that was perceived offensive in the past? You know, well, like the N-word or other words used, the travelling community.
The N-word, don't forget, has only been weeded out for white people. Black people still use it constantly. So that's...
Yeah, there's other words. There's words to describe people who are gay that we wouldn't use anymore. There's words that we would use to describe members of the travelling community we wouldn't use anymore. And is society any poorer for us kind of self-censoring?
When we were growing up, the word queer was a very pejorative phrase, but now we have groups called Queers for Palestine. What I find interesting is that this is a generational thing more than anything else, because if you look at, say, the likes of James Dreyfus, you know, the English actor who's gay, he's very good. He hates the queer word, and he hates younger people who are gay coming along and using it. So what we have there is a clash not between gay people and straight people, but a clash between people who are over 40 and people who are younger than 40. So there's all these kind of little fault lines that develop in terms of our use of language. Yeah. But my take is that basically, by and large, if you're offended or if you pretend, let's be honest, I mean, it's just people pretending to be offended, I would suggest you go home and sleep it off and stop annoying me.
Ian O'Doherty is an Irish Independent columnist. Terry Prone is not a veteran or an old fart, but she does have 50 years experience in journalism. Terry and Ian, thank you both very, very much for joining me. 087 1400 106 is the number. Absolutely so woke, it's incredible and nonsensical that zero of the general public actually agrees with it, says somebody. Calling somebody love is just as outdated. Another listener suggests, I think that's a reference to Ian. Oh, sweet divine Lord, Microsoft need a big cup of cop on. That's from Judith in Waterford. And frontal birth, who's front? Only females reproduce, and the government better take into account where its taxpayers come from and just stop this nonsense with the help of kind politicians. So says that listener. It should be said, this is nothing to do with the government. This is suggestions from Microsoft when using their platforms. But whatever your view, keep them coming on 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.